This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Hundreds used to call the North Cascades home, but if you live there now, how do you feel about the proposal to bring back the grizzly bear? A series of open house meetings are being held this month to take public comments. The first is tonight from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Putnam Centennial Center in Clay Elum. But U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says there will be others.
On February 15, an open house will be held at the Winthrop Barn in Winthrop from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. On February 16, an open house will be held at the Okanagan County Fairgrounds Annex Facility from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m.
During his weekly radio address, Newhouse said these public comments, especially from local residents, are crucial to the process.
It is not difficult to see why urban dwellers, hundreds of miles away from grizzly bear habitat, would be enthusiastic and see higher numbers as an exciting development. After all, grizzly bears are all impressive wildlife, but ultimately, Central Washington residents are the ones being asked to live with these bears, and their input should carry the most weight when it comes to increasing the number of grizzlies.
The federal government listed grizzlies as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 1975, prompting the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to identify four potential recovery areas. The public comment period will remain open until March 14th.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.